I invite you to find a comfortable position. Maybe it's laying in bed with some cozy comforters. Maybe you're sitting on the couch or just somewhere where you can let your body relax and find comfort and ease and safety. This will be a brief meditation, the first step of neurosculpting, where we calm our limbic systems. It will be a 5-minute meditation. So I invite you once again to become aware of where you are, a place where you feel safe and comfortable. Maybe you've got pillows propping you up, or maybe you're standing with your feet on the ground. And I invite you to close your eyes, or if you prefer, to leave them open. Perhaps you can find a restful position for your eyes. Maybe you notice your eyelids fluttering. Perhaps you have an eye pillow or an eye mask to help soothe them. Maybe the room is dark. Maybe it's bright. Maybe it's dim. But I invite you to notice your eyes. And I wonder what you could do to help them relax. R-E-L-A-X. And I wonder if you could notice your breath. Is it shallow or deep? Does it expand all around your diaphragm? Do you notice your belly moving up and down or your chest? And I wonder if there's one way you could expand or deepen your breath. Maybe you could notice your lungs. I wonder if you could imagine your lungs. What would they look like? Could you imagine them expanding? Would you maybe see a color? If your oxygen were a color, what color might it be? Would it be a light blue? If you could notice the molecules in your lungs, what might you see? Would you notice anywhere where they're constricted? Could you find a little more expansion? Maybe it's a tiny bit, or maybe they blow open like big balloons filling with air, with helium. And I wonder if you could notice that your breath is effortless and there, breathing itself. How might that spark curiosity in you? If you were to fill your whole body with oxygen down to your little pinky toe, how would you do it? Would it come in through your mouth or your nose? Or would you bring in oxygen through your heart, through your belly button, through the bottoms of your feet? And I wonder what would happen then. Would you feel buoyant, like you could fly up in the air? Or would it make you feel heavier, more grounded, or something else? And I wonder if there's somewhere in your body that might want more oxygen or air or breath. Where would you send it? Would it be your left elbow or your right knee or the bottom of your left foot or your neck or somewhere else? And I invite you to think of one way in which your needs are met in this very moment. Perhaps it's that you have a roof over your head, or you're listening to a meditation, you just had a good dinner, you're going to have a nice evening at home or something else, perhaps some unique way that your needs are met right in this moment. And I wonder what that might be, how that might feel in your own body. Could you notice a shift or a change? And I invite you to think of one way in which you are safe right in this moment. And perhaps you could imagine the word safe, S-A-F-E. If you imagine that word spelled out, how would it be spelled? In cursive or print, written in the sand, or with pinto beans on a glass, or painted, or some other way? And I invite you to imagine one other way in which you're safe right now. Could be anything. Could be that you have food in your cupboard, friends, or perhaps that you're just here, alive right now, or something else. I wonder if you were to scan your body right now and check in with it, he or she or they, if you could check in with your body and ask, is there some way in which I can comfort you and help you find a feeling of safety or having your needs met? Is there something I can give you or do for you? Maybe it's make a cup of tea. Maybe it's fill yourself with a sense of wonder, comfort, or let yourself feel your emotions, or something else. And I invite you again to notice your breath. Perhaps it's changed, or perhaps it's different. If you were to notice any tension in your body, what might you be able to do? Would you shake your body? Would you dance? Would you wiggle around? Or let your body sink in to the solidity beneath you even more? And as we conclude this short meditation, I invite you to come out of it with ease or at your own pace. Perhaps you keep your eyes closed for a while, or maybe they're open. Maybe your eyelids slowly open. Thank you.